News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, several TDs have written to the Cairn Corridor to ask that the Kerry Independent TD, Danny Healy-Ray, withdraw remarks he made about autism during a private member's motion on special education school places this week. Have a listen to what the Kerry TD said.
Minister, we need to look at how it seems to me that autism and many of these complex needs are on the increase. We need to do more to find out what is causing it. And if there is a reason, because it seems to me that many more are presenting than in my younger days. And even when I was going to school, it didn't seem to be an issue at all at that time. Very few anyway. So I'm wondering what, and I've asked this question here before in different debates, is there something cause it? Is it lack of some vitamins or what is it? But we need to address that part of it as well, ministers, because there could be something that is cause it.
Okay, that was Danny Healy-Ray speaking in the Dáil. Adam Harris, CEO of As I Am, joins us. Your reaction to those comments, and particularly the comment at the end that it was it vitamins that might be causing it. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think they're obviously deeply unhelpful and frankly deeply harmful remarks by Deputy Healy-Ray. I think they're remarks that come from a place of privilege, but speaking, I suppose, from a position of great ignorance about the experiences of autistic people across the country. Of course, when we frame the discussion around the cause of autism and the issue of autism, we seem to imply that it's autistic people who are the problem. What I think the deputy is mixing up is apparent prevalence, where in the past we were not as effective at identifying and supporting autistic people as they grew up, to true prevalence, which is thankfully, as we've moved forward, as we've heard more from autistic people, we've become better at identifying autistic people and have the opportunity to support autistic people. It's slightly ironic that the deputy's contributions come in the week that the National Disability Authority published a paper on autism and prevalence on autism in Ireland. I think it's very clear that the deputy hasn't read the document, but it really notes that there's no evidence of overdiagnosis of autism in Ireland. So we need to move the discussion away from what causes autism to what causes the barriers autistic people face in our society.
Do you worry? I mean, we have seen in the States, for example, the health secretary, Robert Kennedy, blaming autism on vaccines. Do you worry about a rise in misinformation in relation to autism and indeed other issues in health as well?
We're extremely concerned about this, and indeed in our annual Same Chance report this year, 91% of community members felt there had been a growth in misinformation across the last year. Part of that's being driven by administrations around the world, including the US administration, that's now spreading very dangerous rumours and theories of autism that have been long definitively disproven by the World Health Organization. And it's also been driven by things like artificial intelligence, social media. Last week, we hosted the 14th Autism Europe Congress, and this was a key issue that was in discussion. And as you walk around Dublin today, you might see our billboard campaign seeking to address autism and misinformation. This isn't just about people's feelings. This isn't just about hurt, though that is real. This can lead to the ineffective and mistreatment of autistic people. So, for example, we've seen examples across the world where autistic people have been given too many doses of vitamins, and that's had a significant impact on health. We've also seen, of course, with some of these tropes that are put out there, the vaccination one that Secretary Kennedy likes to spread in particular, pose broader public health concerns as well. And I think it's really important that we move this debate back to an evidence base and centre autistic voices.
What would you like from Danny Healy-Ray at this stage?
Well, I think to be frank, you know, it's one thing to make a mistake. It's another thing to now listen and respond. It's estimated that 1 in 20 people in Ireland could be autistic. That's an awful lot of people in Kerry this morning who I'm sure will be deeply hurt. I think the appropriate thing would be now to withdraw the remarks. As I Am is also presently offering training in autism to Oireachtas members, and we'd love to see the deputy there.
Okay. Thank you for talking to us this morning, Adam Harris, CEO of As I Am. We did contact Danny Healy-Ray seeking comment. He has not responded by the time of this interview, but obviously we would be happy to talk to him here on News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.